You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Random facts to know and share for your Thursday.
Yeah, I guess. Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves. Teeth are coated in enamel, which is not a living tissue. So, brush your teeth. New Coke has a terrible reputation. But before it launched, it actually beat original Coke and Pepsi in the blind taste test.
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of stupid people to take that test. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think it's just a matter of, like, people see the name and they automatically can't get it out of their head that it's you know, it's not the same, Joe. It's worse.
You know, I remember they used to play their instruments.
It's like my mom. I guarantee you, if I'd have done a blind taste test with her, I remember when the Hulk movie came out way back when, the 2004 one or whatever with Ang Lee.
Yeah.
They had green ketchup. Right? Hulk ketchup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tasted the exact same. It was just green. Right? And my mother could not get her brain past that it was different. You know? And so she couldn't use it.
Yeah.
But I guarantee if she'd had a blind taste test, it would have been fine.
Well,
she never would have noticed.
Your brain gets trained.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. Brain gets trained.
The shuttlecocks that's used in the badminton was created by Eddie Bauer, the person, not the store.
Wow.
Before he patented a standard shuttlecock, there was no consistent size, weight, or material for them.
Wow.
Okay. Walt Disney was so bothered by the movie Psycho that he banned Alfred Hitchcock from Disneyland. How about having that kind of control? And finally, there's a name for the...
Well, wait a minute. I don't see Alfred Hitchcock as the kind of guy that wants to go ride Space Mountain. He doesn't look like
I can't believe I can't go get a 9, for it's a small world.
Never been, wasn't planning on, but now I'm mad.
Screw you, Walt. And finally, there's a name for the apron of fat that hangs down from the bottom of a person's stomach. It's called a panis, a term derived from Latin for tablecloth.
Hey, good looking panis there. Panis.